just for love, like the wings of some high-flying bird. Other songs I will sing to you, you can hear every word that I ever heard come to you. Of the people I've been, of the visions I have seen, of the things I think about, a situation that I feel sometimes, and the places I have been at times. Just trying to be these things can only happen once in a lifetime. These things can only matter.
Welcome. This is Larkin, Texas, and it's the 26th day of May in 2012, here with you all for the next hour. You know that RBN brings you news and information you're just not going to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, the separating of facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you are the essential conduit of any reliable news medium in what's still left of America. There can be no doubt. And besides all else, you turn to RBN. I know it's because you still get it. We are the preferred media of a free people, and it's still Mighty Voice. You're listening to Real Talk Radio, folks, with, by, and for real people. To join our conversation, that call-in number today is 800-313-9443. Check out republicbroadcasting.org, our supporters and our advertisers, all well worth your visit. And please consider our pledge drive. Then consider this. What will you do to keep this kind of news and information coming? As a listener, you are every bit a part of this network, as are the voices you hear. And we'll pick up on the other side following these brief messages.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
minutes of this broadcast, already posted, or any of those previous, refer to the web address, larkintexas.blogspot.com, and you will find this week's program notes. Exclaimed, Slavery, and Just an American. Ladies and gentlemen, who are these high contracting authorities, these oversouls, determined to turn us into a nation of interlopers and squatters, who are determined to define us as the scourge upon the planet, when it is clear it is them, a cabal of marauding, transgenerational bandits, pirates, callous poisoners, and murderers, who have so little regard or respect for your life and property. Today I will continue in my effort to expose those wily Trojans, hidden away inside their gift of their Trojan horse, those scoundrels and traitors amongst us, who are determined to poison us, murder us, and at the very least to dispossess us of our ownership, of even our own bodies, let alone the right to be left alone in our own homes, on our own land. Are we all communitarians now? Have we been dispossessed of our birthrights, of America? Have we been reduced to a nation of beggars, squatters, and slaves? Intentional communities. That would be IC.org. Assured me this morning that sharing is the key to a better world. If you live or want to live according to the ideals of sustainability, cooperation, and equality, they invite me to join them at the Twin Oaks Communities Conference this upcoming Labor Day weekend. Well in advance of this weekend, the Memorial Day weekend, those attending the workshop will be starting and maintaining a worker-owned cooperative. They will learn how to share in the big stuff, cars, land, homes. They will learn about communal permaculture, community-supported agriculture, and community gardens. And they'll learn about connectivity, networking, and nonviolent communication. So they're going to teach me, ostensibly, how to be a cooperative serf upon the land, and to share my entire productive output with the community. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Have we Americans had it wrong all this time? We simply don't share enough. We're greedy. Do you consider yourself greedy? Our call-in number today is 800-313-9443. And by golly, I want to know what y'all think. Benjamin Franklin, on April 17th, 1787, said, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. What say you, folks? In need of a master? Must you gain permission for every darn thing you set your mind to do? Who has this power over you? And is it true that your silence construes consent? In my program notes page today is that word grubstake. Grubstake is defined as those supplies or funds which are advanced originally to a mining prospector, or really to anyone, in return for a promised share of the profits. So who are these people that have a permanent share on your action? Grubstake is also used as a transitive verb, to supply with funds in return for a promised share of the profits. Have you received your share yet? It's also further defined as money or property used to produce more wealth. It's backing. It's capital. Capitalization. Also to supply capital to or for. To put up the money for. Or to bankroll. And I wonder how many of you have actually looked into this word capital in a while, as it's variously defined in any encyclopedia. After all, it is the root word of that word capitalism. Tom in Brooklyn, how are you today?
Hello, Lark.
Wonderful. How are you, sir?
Wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank
you. I've got one interesting thing that you could extrapolate on and kick it around, and your listeners would really, really find this most interesting because it's right in your face every day, but you never put the two geniuses in the same yard, you know? Genetically modified products and genetically modified seeds and everything are the basic premise behind that is control. And who is seeking this control but the Monsanto Corporation? The largest pesticide manufacturer in the world is also Monsanto. So have we all been redefined as pests?
Well, of course. I mean, let's look back at who these Monsanto folks were. They were a family of slavers from before the Civil War. Hold on there, Tom.
Okay.
Leo in Massachusetts, we'll get to you following this.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Thought that before you can fight a problem, you have to identify the problem. If you're going to fight an enemy, you have to identify the enemy. And so, Tom, we've certainly identified that name Monsanto is one. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I know you have an extensive library, Lark. Do you happen to know the title of a book that actually documents the Monsanto family heritage?
Well, the simplest introduction to the topic that I have found is simply a documentary. And I believe its title is...
Anything in print format?
Not that I can recall off the top of my head.
Yeah, I've got an extensive video library also, but I was more interested in something that I could go to the shelf and grab a couple of lines off of. But, you know, I can get it off the internet also. But I was just wondering if you had off the top of your head something on Monsanto.
Monsanto came from the Caribbean era.
Yeah, I know.
And they have the same type of lineage as Alexander Hamilton did.
Dutch East Indies kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they represent those high contracting authorities and the so-called oversouls, that William alluded to last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting. A few years back, I remember reading some old book by a Rockefeller, describing what it was like to actually manage a plantation full of slaves.
Hmm.
And they were very much into things like genetics and animal husbandry, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they regarded the slaves as a little different than their mules and their horses and their cattle.
Mm-hmm.
They're all animals.
Well, yeah, you know, depending on your interpretation of the Bible, man shall have dominion over the beasts. And it doesn't exactly say the beasts of the field. So the determination, not being a racist or anything like that, just understanding the interpretation. And, you know, we lose everything in linguistics and in the interpretation of text, you know. And I'm a beast, you know. I mean, I've been called a beast, you know. And you're a beast. He's a beast, you know. Okay, I'm a beast, right? So you should have dominion over me because I'm a beast.
Well, certainly the Monsantos regarded their field hands as beasts of burden.
And, well, exactly the same as an ox. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, it's an elitist attitude to be able to think that one man has it better than another or over another.
And the name of that documentary, by the way, Tom, is called "The Story of Monsanto."
Okay, thank you so much. I mean, I'll look into it. There may be something on YouTube about it also.
Oh, absolutely. It's there.
Great.
I first ran across it. If you want to stay on, Tom, no problem. Let's
No. You have callers coming up, and I just wanted to say hello and bring that little tidbit to the table, that it's interesting that the people that want to control the food happen to be the largest pesticide manufacturers in the world.
Yeah, quite ironic, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you so much, Tom. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357, TexasReady.net. And remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Leo in Massachusetts, what say you? The word of the day is slavery.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. Do you have any control over the bumper music?
Somewhat.
Yeah, it seems like there's so little time between the commercials that if you could cut the bumper music to a minimum, we'd appreciate it. Anyway, two issues I have. One is that, Monsanto was part of IG Farb, and then Bill Gates just bought 500,000 shares of it. I think that's enough that we need to know about that. And what I'm interested in is this whole Twin Oaks thing that you're talking about, because I've been familiar with that for years coming out of an old left background, and I found out something interesting. I was at this festival called Wake Up the Earth, and, it's a nice little lefty festival and all kinds of other international stuff.
Yeah, how fun.
But, when I spoke to the greenies, and I mentioned, hey, do you realize the green movement is being hijacked by these Al Gore and other type things, and the carbon trading BS, they said, yeah, we know about that. So I think we need to infiltrate the lefty type things and break them up with the truth. Does that make any sense at all?
Well, of course. I mean, the greenies identify those evil capitalists and those doers as the enemies.
That's the hijacked greenies. See, I think the greenies realize they've been hijacked. The genuine ones.
Well, let me ask you this, Leo. If we had genuine property rights in this country under the law, do you think we would have had a despoiled environment like we have it today?
Well, I mean, that's a giant topic because...
Well, it's a very simple answer. I mean, it's
how
very...
So?
I remember when I was a 9-year-old kid, I was wondering why people were poisoning their grass outside of their houses. In fact, I wondered why the hell they were even bothering to grow grass, since there was a whole lot of other cool plants that they could have put in their damn yards. Probably even things to eat.
Well, people feel the need to keep up appearances, and whatever is supposed to be the correct, politically correct appearance, they all keep up, because that's the nature of the beast of society.
But what a waste of time to mow decorative plants and to put all that effort into a chosen aesthetic value that frankly needed to be displaced a long time ago. And this all started with the growth of suburbia, I think, when we had these tract houses, these ranch houses.
Right, right, right. I mean, like Ennsville down in Long Island, when all of the every fifth house looked alike and the resilience of them?
Oh, yeah. It's, to me, when I was a kid, the only thing I wanted to leave as my legacy in this world is my own secret fort and some poetry, perhaps. And today, we've been dispossessed of our birthrights. We can't own property. We can't own land. After all, we're all dealing in company script.
Hence the title
of this broadcast today, that the word is slavery.
But most people won't see it. They don't comprehend slavery. They don't see any visible chains on their legs. Therefore, they don't see that. That's what it is, really.
Well, pretty soon we'll be turned into zoo creatures. They'll see. Chris in Las Vegas, what say you? You can stay on there, Leo.
Okay.
Hello there, Chris.
Sure. Thanks, Lark, and it's a decided pleasure to have you back on RBN today. We always enjoy your critical thinking and analysis.
Well, I have to laugh at myself almost daily, but I'm glad that you are here. I can say that all of you listening and people who call, it's one of the few pleasures I have in my days anymore.
Well, then we're both blessed, and that's a wonderful way to be. To your point on Monsanto, the revisionistic respelling of that word, it's noteworthy that part of the Gates interest relates back to his father, the close associate of Margaret Singer, the transhumanist eugenicist who sought to relieve the world from the disparaging black race, as she so termed them. Not that we agree with her delusional rantings and hallucinations, although we are still vexed by the hallucinations of the technocratic transhumanists who use the GMO-engineered food strains and plant seeds to replace the unaltered versions with their specially devised altered genetic mutated forms to effectuate a change in the genetic structures of the humans who consume them and the animals that are fed those altered genetic formations to create a new, they believe, less acceptable to the creator formulation of altered humans that are then unacceptable, and they believe will create their, a more likelihood of their genetic mutated Ashkenazi Canaanite strains with the extra genetic marker as acceptable for the creator, which is a complete delusional hallucination, of course, whenever we understand that their God is the one of the underworld and the dark side, then it becomes clearer that they are trying to pleasure him and not the one of light and right.
So what do you think, though, Chris? Do these people just need an ass-whooping or what?
Well, we would certainly hope that the Creator would assist us in that eventual battle between good and evil that we're boiling down to. Although, to your point on the prison or the slavery, Corbett had come up with a term that I had not previously heard that I've adopted to my repertoire of language, of panopticon, which is an invisible barred prison that is not observable by the occupants that are imprisoned within.
Oh, yeah, and that word utilitarianism and the work of Jeremy Bentham is critical to understanding how these people think. And it's most certainly been a model for what has brought us to this point today. Whether you liken our lot, as they've prescribed for us, to be zoo animals or prisoners, there's very little difference. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And I would certainly observe that we are effectually and have been for quite a long time under a declared state of war, although it's not a form of war that most of us recognize as a war, but it's a war by many different forms using things we normally perceive to be our friends, now converted conveniently to our enemies and our attackers disguised as our friends.
Well, they're using their managers and confederates to cull the herd, obviously. We know that we're under attack, and in many more ways than one, as you describe. After all, they do regard us as a scourge on the planet.
The mere goyim to be used, abused, raped, plundered, or murdered to satisfy the lust of their demonic master.
Stay on the phone there, Chris. Let's bring up John in Tennessee. What say you, John? Are we all slaves today?
First of all, Lark, it's been a while. I'm actually driving down the road and I'm smiling because it's enjoyable. It's pleasurable to see people waking up to the truth, even to the truth about the genetic engineering and transhumanism, as sad as it is.
How about the poisoning in our American hospitals today?
Well, that's a whole other story.
Aren't these people just drug dealers?
Yeah, but they've got a white coat and a license, Clark, and that makes it acceptable. They have a license, and they are licensed to practice medicine. And Rite Aid and Rexall and Walgreens and the others are licensed drug dealers.
But, gee, John, don't you have a duty to dive? My goodness.
Lark, as far as the slavery issue, you know, know, I enjoy listening to Tom from Brooklyn, and I really do, because so many of us speak different. We use different words, but we're all like-minded, and we all understand, for the most part, what's going on. It's a slavery issue, Lark. Proverbs, you know, Tom brought up the Bible. Proverbs says, so we know that the rich rule over the poor. A borrower is servant of a lender. When you translate that word servant in Hebrew, it's actually slave to the lender. So the Word of God, and I'm not going to be preaching at you, but the Word of God gives us what the problem is. And it is that it is, you know, it is the banking system. It is your car loan. It is your credit card. And if it works for people, it works for nations.
Well, heck, we were born into slavery, John.
Yeah, we were. And it wasn't it Goethe that basically, to paraphrase him, said the best slave is the one that believes himself to be free? I actually got a chance earlier today before this program even came on. I was talking to someone. I said, look, man, we are slaves. You are a slave. You have no chains. You have no taskmaster or boss's boss. It gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and beats you out of bed and sends you to the field. You are well trained. You have taken the training. You've taken the programming from television and from radio and from the other places.
Yeah, and we see where Pogo the Possum during World War II in the famous cartoon.
Well, go anywhere you want.
In the foxhole.
Yeah, go anywhere in the world you want. They know you're coming back in 3 weeks because that's all your vacation is. You know, I mean, you're coming back because you love your house, you love your car, you love your big screen TV, your beer, and your football tickets. You're coming home. They're going to get it all when you die anyway. You know, as far as Monsanto, I did some work for them and delivered to them before I knew who and what they were. And it all boils back to the fact that, yes, it is mine, Satan, or whatever the other gentleman said, but it goes back to Moloch worship. It's to the point, Lark, where we are guinea pigs for the genetic engineering and their testing. And even to the point where I believe they're working on multi-level weapons where... How important is your shot record to these people? They want to know what inoculations you've had. And when the time comes, Lars, they can put something in the water, I believe with all my heart, or they can give you something that you've got to take. And that's the final key to the killer drug, and the people that they don't want around anymore will kill over dead.
Here, let me suggest this, John. Remember that old adage.
Why? What's that? What? Sorry.
Is that you, Leo?
I had to cover the mic. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Were you laughing with me or at me, Leo?
That was a cough, not a laugh.
Okay. Well, anyway, the joy that I do have, Lark, is James chapter 5, where it says, woe unto you, you rich men. And that's not talking to people that have developed wealth or accumulated what they believe to be wealth by not hurting any, by not, abusing people. But James chapter 5 says, the cries of the workers in the field have been heard by the Lord the Sabbath. You've kept back by fraud, and I believe that to be an unjust, illegal income tax. And, they've picked up gold and money, and they're living like kings and whatnot, and the day's coming where we won't have to fight the battle. That battle will be fought for us.
John, I hope you didn't miss my point about Pogo. We have met the enemy, and
no.
He is us.
Yeah,
and
I remember Pogo.
Yeah, let's, John, hold the phone there. Let's bring up TJ in Georgia. The phone lines are filling up. Go ahead, TJ. Hey, TJ, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Very good. What say good. You? Have we been reduced to slavery?
Yes, sir. You mentioned, and this dovetails all the way through, you mentioned identifying an enemy. Well, I've identified the enemy, and it seems to me it's the federal imperial government. Number one, the federal imperial government is enabling companies like Monsanto to poison us, more or less. And actually, they're doing, not only enabling them to do it, they're going after small farmers, they're going after raw milk producers that want to give us sustenance. You know, they're trying to take us away from doing things.
Well, hang on there, TJ. We've got a break.
Okay.
Hang in there, Thomas in Michigan, Ronnie in Oregon. We'll bring you up, too.
If you have time, someone will touch you softly.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year wars, the voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. He rides to this, our final segment. What is it that Pogo meant? Remember, Pogo was a possum, a character created by Walt Kelly. Here is Pogo, ensconced in a foxhole. And he asks, or he submits, we have met the enemy, and he is us. When we point our fingers to one individual or any group, do we not in fact have three fingers pointing back at ourselves? What say you there, TJ, in Georgia?
Well, actually, Lark, you're 100% correct on that, and I understand exactly what you're saying, because why I said the federal government is our enemy, and not only that, but maybe some local governments, is the federal government is made up by we the people, okay? And I think that covers the whole enemy issue. I'd like to get to the slavery issue. If people,
it always takes two to tangle. It takes two to tango, to dance. It takes two to contract.
Leo, yes? Can I step in?
I just wanted to say one thing about your callers are probably a lot more intelligent than me, but when we all think of serfs, we were all taught that in school. Okay, a serf could never own property outright. The sheriff and the nobles always did. Well, look at what we have here now, Lark.
Right? Oh, yeah, now they're called stakeholders, though, even the sheriffs.
Yeah. Yeah, so I buy this piece of property. I pay it off. But essentially, I never own it. Because if I don't pay my taxes on it, the sheriff, still is from 1500, will come and take it from me.
So you're a squatter. You're just a squatter.
Correct.
TJ, forgive me. We have limited time. Thomas in Michigan, okay. What say you?
Can I step in this, Leo?
About 30 seconds, Leo. We have another caller or two on the line.
Okay, yeah. Just remember, search two words, normalcy bias. That's what we're really fighting. Thank you.
That's very good. Thank you for that. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, I'm a big listener. Big, you know, blessings to Bob Chapman. Okay, as far as the land, you guys should go on YouTube and listen to Chris Duane. He talks about deeds. If you pay your taxes for 10 years, up front, you will have land that is, you know, like a church, you know. Anyway, with that said, are you guys advocating buying nickels? It costs 11.5 cents to make a nickel. The new nickels are made of steel and whatever, zinc. So I would just, you know, to all our listeners, you know, nickels are a good investment right now. How do you feel about that?
Personally speaking for myself, Thomas, I'm no longer engaged in commerce. To me, it's like being engaged in a...
Well, it's not paper.
It's, well...
It's still a metal. Has industrial uses.
Let's bring up Ronnie for... Let's bring up Ronnie in Oregon for the last minute.
Buy nickels, friends.
What say you, Ronnie?
Well, it sounds like you're going to a break with the music.
Oh, no, we're ending the show, Ronnie.
Okay. Well, I'd just like to say a nice quote then. The doorway to divinity is located and available as a direct experience in the exact split second of now, which is discernible between two thoughts.
The next